On New York University Week, dogs aren't the only animals that help out with therapy. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Catherine Kompetus, a clinical assistant professor at the Silver School of Social Work, examines another.
As a researcher exploring the potential of including cattle in human therapy, I was pleasantly surprised by the results of a recent study I led on bovine-assisted therapy, otherwise known as cow cuddling. We conducted our study at Surrey Hills Sanctuary in New York State with 11 volunteers ranging in age from 13 to 79 who interacted with two young Holstein steers, Magnus and Callum. Our goal was to examine the behavioral and cognitive traits of therapy cattle and explore the potential benefits of bovine-assisted therapy for both humans and animals. We were struck by the unexpected preference the steer showed for interactions with women. Females described more instances of the steers licking them, accepting food, and responding to training attempts, while men were more likely to perceive some of the steers' behaviors as potentially aggressive. We were particularly intrigued by the strong attachment behaviors reported by female participants toward the steers. This gender difference raises interesting questions. Are the animals naturally more drawn to women, or are women more likely to initiate and encourage these interactions? Our findings indicate that spending time with farm animals like cattle may indeed hold therapeutic benefits, and people who live in rural areas and cannot access in-person psychotherapy may benefit from engaging more with animals. With further study and refinement, bovine-assisted therapy could become a valuable tool in promoting mental health and well-being.
And that was Catherine Kompetus of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.